The Bible.
Yeah, that's my thing. Thank you. Good evening, family and friends. I want to first give honor to God and thank Him for this day, this opportunity to share God's word with you. And before I start, I would just like to offer a prayer to God. Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you for the air we breathe. And Father, we ask that you would use me as your vessel to share the word of God to my brothers and sisters and friends and family. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. My glasses. Well, today's message, this is the first part of a series that we're going to try to work through. This one dealing with forgiveness, Psalms 51. I would like to just give a brief background on Psalms 51 and how David got to this point. David was caught in a very serious triangle of all kind of sin. David had looked upon a woman called Bathsheba, and therefore, because of his sinfulness, he committed adultery. And not only adultery, David went on from adultery to lying to murder, deception. Once David was found out about his sin with Bathsheba, it was brought to his attention not only by the prophet Nathan, but we have to assume that as the king, other workers and family members and friends alike had to see that something was very wrong with the situation. Which brings us to Psalms 51, where David, after being confronted by the prophet Nathan, he pleads to God. And that's our first point. David pleads to God. Okay? David asks, "Have mercy upon me, O God," in verse 1. And that is the plea. He pleads for mercy. And the second point is, David acknowledges God's love. He acknowledges God's love. And the second point is that David asks for God to have mercy. Well, God's mercy is abundant. This is what David is acknowledging here, that God's mercy is abundant. Not only is his mercy is abundant, but God's mercy are tender. God's mercies are tender. And as I think about tender, I often see the fact that I am oftentimes not tender at all. And I thank God that he has not done or dealt with me according to the fact that I'm not tender often. My words are often not tender to my wife or to my family or my friends. But I thank God, though, that we'll see that God's forgiveness even covers that by the blood of Christ. Here we see, because of David's sin, his confession to God, asking for mercy to God, understanding that God's mercies are abundant and they are tender. David then continues on in verse 2, where David says, "Wash me." He asking God to wash him thoroughly from his iniquities. And he asked God to cleanse him from his sin. It is important for us to see these steps. The same steps David has taken, we often have to take the same steps. Oftentimes repeatedly. Seeking after the mercy of God. Seeking after his tenderness. Oftentimes we have to ask God to continue to remove our sins because we continually fall short of God's righteous standard. But thank God through Jesus Christ, though, that Jesus is the one that reached that standard. In action point number C, where David asked God to remove all his sin, David wants God to blot out his transgressions. Here it says, i.e. our sins, or his sins. Number two, David knows that only God can take away his sins. There's nothing else that can take away sins. And we know now that the thing that takes away our sins is the blood of Christ. Christ, he died on a cross to take away our sins, that we might be free to worship God in truth and holiness based on what Jesus Christ has done, and nothing what we could ever do. And thank God for Jesus and him dying on a cross. And after that, we see that David, he needs also for God to take away his guilt. In number two, sin brings a lot of guilt. I'll just share a little something with you. A story where, actually this is not a story, this is real life. Years ago, about maybe 18 years ago, I was caught up in all kind of sin. Drinking, drugging, whoring, guns, all that stuff. I thought it was cool. You know, I was raised in church, but I thought this was the life that I wanted to live. You know, I wanted to be like John. I wanted to be like Paul. And I don't mean those guys in the Bible. I mean, these were little people that I was looking after their life and seeing all the money they was making from selling drugs and drinking and whoring around with women. And I decided, hey, I wanted to partake in that. And here's the deal. I broke the law. Not only the laws of the land, but I broke the law of God. Do not steal. Do not murder. Do not envy. Do not covet. I went before a judge. And as I stood there in that courtroom that day, and the judge looked at me, it was a lady judge too. And she says, "You are just a big giant teddy bear." And this really ties into the forgiveness of God, though, and how we all stand before God the same way. Okay? Now I'm looking at that judge, and I'm thinking like, okay, well, she's thinking I'm a teddy bear, and you know, she's looking at me, she sees my mom, she sees my sisters. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, I'm going home. This ties into justice because I broke the law. Just like I broke in God's law, David broke God's law. That judge said, "Look, you are a teddy bear, and because I am a just judge, I have to sentence you to 10 to 20 years behind state correctional facility." Now, it didn't really hit me at that time. Wow, 10 to 20 years, that's okay. I was, what, 30 at the time? You know, I'll be 50 this year. And time is really precious, but it just didn't hit me. And this ties into the justice, though. When you break the law, you have to be punished. It's the same way with David. Same way with us. When we break God's law, we have to be punished. There was a plea for mercy to the court. Please, Your Honor, have mercy on me. I was wrong. But she's just. She says, you have to do 10 to 20 years in prison. It's the same way with God, though. And this is really important, how we will break the law of God repeatedly. But thank God through Jesus Christ dying on the cross, that we don't have to suffer that judgment and penalty for the sins that we continue to commit. And please forgive me, because I know my thoughts is going a little off, but I think you get it. It's really important, though, that we understand, though, that even though we plead for mercy, God is holy and just, and He has to punish our sins. And this is where David, and he sees this, and he acknowledges that he's pleading to God's mercy, and he's pleading to His tenderness. And he sees that it's abundant. And he knows only God can blot out his transgressions. And David sees also, just like I saw, you know what? There is a justice, you know, and I have to be punished for those sins of breaking the law, both the worldly law and God's law. And I needed to be saved. And at that time, going back to the story about being incarcerated, I went back to that cell. I put my hands in my head. And I asked God to forgive me for my sin, for sinning against Him, breaking His law. And I thank God through Jesus Christ that He forgave me. And He took away my sin. Here we see here that God is a loving God and a just God. Same with David. God took away his sin. He took away his guilt. David pleads to God to make him pure again. Same thing I did in that jail cell when I pleaded to God to take away my guilt and sin. I asked God, just like David, to make me pure again, to create in me a new heart. And I thank God He did it. One thing about sin eats away at us daily. Daily, as I sat there year after year in that jail cell, the sin against God and against man ate away at me daily. And it ties into guilt. And I often ask myself, just like David did, man, I need God to take away this guilt. There's only one way that we can be pure, and we need God to do it. We cannot do it ourselves. It's not in our good deeds. It's not in our good works, because the Bible says none of us are good anyway. The only one as good is God. And just like David, he admitted his sinfulness. So I submit to each and every last one of you, you have to admit that you are a sinner before God. You have broken God's law. All of us stand guilty before God. Unconfessed sin and not having the righteousness of Christ will take each of us to hell if unconfessed. According to the Bible, though, there's two types of forgiveness. It's God's pardon of our sins and also our obligation to pardon others. And that's really important to understand. Because we have broken God's law. When we get in arguments with our brothers and sisters, when we get in arguments with our spouse, just as God has forgiven us, we have to forgive those that offend us. And that action is always based on what God has done for us. We have to extend forgiveness to others. As a way of asking for forgiveness, I really feel like the Holy Spirit just gave it to me right now. I have to ask for forgiveness to my church family that my preparation has not been a preparation at all. For whatever reason, I did other things and I asked for forgiveness. Not only to you all, but to God mostly. And I thank God that He's forgiven me though. And hopefully I will learn from this. So in closing, and thank you for accepting my transparency. In closing though, the action points of this message. This week, I ask that you would read both Psalms 32 and Psalms 51. And answer the following questions. What is forgiveness? Why do we need forgiveness? And what are the steps to forgiveness? And that's all I have right now. And I thank you for listening to me. May God add a blessing to the reading of His word.